SBS Radio.
Yeah, there wasn't a dry eye in the room as Jeremy Spinak, who's been the president for the last 4 years, stepped down, and in his departing speech, he revealed to those who weren't already aware that he recently was diagnosed with an incurable rare form of cancer. He said he has two young twin children, and his wife Rhiannon, together as a family, and used the opportunity at the AGM to shed some details. He was open about that, and he was very thankful to the community, to the Jewish community, and to all the members of the board and individual deputies for their support. He said, "I don't think I understood the special nature of our community as I have come to understand it now over the last few weeks." His successor at the meeting is Leslie Berger, who has been acting the role of president in the last few months. Leslie Berger said that he feels very grateful and privileged to be in this new role, and he also paid tribute to Spinak, calling him an extraordinary leader whose sense of public service and dedication has been something he's admired for a long time. Leslie Berger said one of the main challenges to come for the board, including continuing to develop relationships with other ethnic communities, and he said we've never had stronger relationships with all sides of politics as well. At the meeting, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian paid personal tribute to Jeremy Spinak, calling him an amazing and remarkable human being, and she presented a certificate to him for outstanding contribution to building a safer and socially harmonious community in New South Wales. And Spinak also got some kind words from New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley, who said Spinak's presidency has represented the very best of Jewish identity, determination and enlightenment.
It's really sad. Jeremy Spinak is a young man with a young family. He was quite open about that he was diagnosed with rare incurable cancer. Very, very sad. He did so much for the Jewish community as the president of the New South Wales Board of Jewish Deputies in the past 4 years, and we are very sorry to hear his bad news. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, any other news from New South Wales?
Dore Gold spoke in Sydney and in Melbourne recently at the Gandel Oration, which is hosted by the Anti-Defamation Commission and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. He said some interesting things. He, of course, is the president of the Jerusalem Centre for Public Affairs, and he's a former advisor to Ariel Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu, and a former director general of Israel's foreign ministry. He said that Jeremy Corbyn, of course, the Labour leader in England, Britain, has unleashed, quote, a tidal wave of anti-Semitism in Great Britain. And he said, while resurgent anti-Semitism was a global issue, he said the greatest danger to Jews worldwide involves the name of one individual, Jeremy Corbyn. He spoke of Corbyn describing Hamas and Hezbollah as friends in 2009 and calling for a dialogue between Great Britain and Hamas. He said legitimizing Hamas is legitimizing people who kill Jews. He said, speaking on Labor's recent watering down of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's anti-Semitism definition, Gold said they're diluting the definition so they can take positions that are antithetical to our existence. He said, we have to beat this anti-Semitism, which is based on lies, with substance. We have to educate the next generation to not be scared, not be intimidated, but to stand strong and fire back.
So that was Dore Gold's visit to Australia. Interesting. Before we go to the Melbourne news, I just want to mention that Julia Golding, she was the CEO of the COA for over 30 years, decided to retire.
Yes, that's COA is an organization that helps senior citizens, Jewish senior citizens. And yes, 33 years, that's a very long time, especially in an industry where there's a lot of changes and people have burnout, of course. It's quite a difficult environment to work in, but Julia said she's absolutely loved every minute of it. And she said every time she walks in the room, full of the members, full of the senior citizens, she says, my heart is filled with joy and love.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, are there any news from Melbourne this week?
Yes, there's two stories in Melbourne that are quite prominent. One is Yeshiva publicly has apologised this week to child sexual abuse victims advocate Menachem Vorchheimer. In a statement, they said at the time he was initially attacked, his family was made to feel like outcasts. They've acknowledged and they've set out a full apology to him, which he has accepted. He's welcomed it and said that the assertions made about him were very wrong and there was never any substance to him, and now he can move on. Whilst he can't alter the past, he said we can help shape the future together. Meanwhile, there's been a few recent allegations regarding child sexual abuse regarding Yeshiva in recent weeks. Yeshiva says that Victoria police have investigated and found that an independent investigator found there's no substance to those. And in a letter to parents, they've said that there's no safety risks to children regarding this matter. And in more Melbourne news, News Corp writer and author Greg Sheridan spoke at Caulfield Shul recently. He lamented what he sees as a decline in the role of pro-Jewish and pro-Christian values within Western discourse, which was a theme in his new book, God is Good for You, A Defense of Christianity in Troubled Times. He said the culture at the moment is really anti-religious, and that's very problematic. Introducing Sheridan, Rabbi Rolf Genende said, a defense of Christianity for us is also a defense of Judaism, and it's in fact a defense of the prophetic voice in our society, the voice which speaks truth to power.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.